After facing near extinction, the recovery of Africa's legendary mountain gorillas has been hailed as a rare conservation success. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, which monitors the conservation status of species, updated the primate's status from critically endangered to endangered. But conservationists warn the mountain gorilla's recovery is fragile, with threats of climate change and disease still looming, and other species of gorillas are still on the brink. Alexandra Fisher has the story.
Deep in the centre of Africa, mountain gorillas roam the forest-cloaked mountains between Uganda, Rwanda, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. For decades, conservationists feared habitat loss, poaching, civil unrest, and disease would empty these forests of the primate. But a survey this year has renewed hope, with numbers jumping to about 1,000 individuals from 680 in 2008, enabling scientists to reclassify the mountain gorilla from critically endangered to endangered.
And it's very encouraging because, you know, there aren't that many good news stories in conservation. This is one of them.
Ian Redmond is the chairman of the gorilla organisation. The biologist has been studying mountain gorillas since the 1970s. He says conservation efforts in the countries, including security measures and disease prevention, have led to the remarkable result.
You could say they're conservation dependent, because without all this protection, the chances are that their habitat would be further degraded and they might well be killed either accidentally or deliberately.
The gorillas, with the legendary male silverbacks, have drawn thousands of tourists willing to pay hundreds of dollars to see them. Ian Redmond says tourism has helped the gorillas' survival in more ways than one.
Families of gorillas that are habituated for tourism and for research have more infants and better infant survival rates than the completely wild gorillas.
In Africa's oldest national park, Virunga, in war-ravaged DRC, more than 170 rangers have been killed protecting the park over the last two decades.
In the DRC, it's still a very dangerous place to do conservation work, and the number of men and women who have been killed is shocking. But the fact that they turn up to work every day, it's just a measure of their raw courage.
And the fight to protect the gorillas is far from over. Other species of gorillas are still listed as critically endangered. Ian Redmond says some of the most serious threats facing all Africa's gorillas are the spread of diseases from humans and climate change.
The biggest one in the near future, if we're not careful, is climate change. Because if we don't succeed in reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and preventing average global temperatures from going up by 2 or 3 degrees, then all the computer models of what Africa will be like if the average world temperatures go up is that the whole Congo Basin will become arid. And those forests where the gorillas, both the mountain gorillas in the mountain forests and the lowland gorillas further west, all those will become dry. And, you know, you can have the best protected national park in the world, but if it stops raining and the forest dies, then you've lost the habitat.
That's Ian Redmond, chairman of the gorilla organisation, ending that report by Alexandra Fisher.